welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord you're able to join me for as we share these next few minutes together. And with the Lord's help, we'll probably conclude reflections on Psalm 84. But, you know, I think I've really been sort of going at it piecemeal. I'd like to just read it in its entirety. It's a beautiful psalm. Psalm 84. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house, they will still be praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Praise God. Such a beautiful psalm, and we saw many spiritual applications to the life of a Christian. But as we take a final review, if you will, of the psalm, there's some important things to note that as Christians, our times of sorrow and difficulty, we have to remember that we're just going through it. We're passing through. We don't abide there. And that our activity, what we do, what's our attitude as we go through trials? That's so important. You know, James says, count it all joy. And it says in the Amplified, they make it a place of springs, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well, a place of refreshment, that in spite of the difficulty or whatever it is, there is a joy and a peace in knowing that God is in control, that it's an opportunity for Him to work, and that He's allowing this for our perfection. Unlike a traveler in the natural world who would grow weary the longer and the more tiresome the journey, as Christian, there's a striking paradox. As we go through the Valley of Baca, we actually grow stronger the longer and farther that we go. We have a spiritual refreshment the world knows nothing about. We can drink of living waters. Whomsoever will, it says in Revelation, let him come and drink freely of the waters of life. Praise God. The rain filleth the pools. That's the Lord's help. You see, He adds that refreshing rain, the early and the latter rain. So, beloved, on our earthly pilgrimage, you know, we relish the thought, the prospect that at our journey's end, we're going to be with our King and our Lord. We're going to be in eternal communion with Him. As we near our journey's end, however far we may have come, instead of feeling weary, we renew our strength. You know, it says that even in old age, they should be fat and flourishing. The Living Bible says in verse 7, they will grow constantly in strength, and each of them is invited to meet with the Lord in Zion. Praise God. Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verse 29 says, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Let's look at verse 8 and 9 again. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. Behold our shield, that's the king is your agent, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed. The verse 9 in the Amplified, the New American Standard, the Revised Standard, the NIV says, Behold our shield, and that speaks of protection, of anointing, and it refers immediately to the kingship of the line of David, although ultimately, of course, to Jesus Christ. And the King James in verse 9 says, Behold, O God, our shield, as does the Modern Language and Living Bible, our God, O God, our defender and our shield. In Jerusalem, there were both the temple and the palace. Isn't that true? That's where the king lived, and that's where God ordained for his temple to be, where his people could come and worship. And so in terms of Old Covenant times, royalty, as well as the priesthood, they were two channels, twin channels, if you were, for God's purposes for his people. And though that, if you will, that royal function is still in operation in the new covenant. Because remember what Jesus said in Revelation, or what the Word of God says, that he has made us kings and priests unto our God. So we serve a special place and function of will in the will of God to our generation. We are kings. We walk in authority. We can take authority over the works of darkness we need to occupy until he comes to speak forth the will of God, what he wants to see happen. Let thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And as a priest, we offer intercessions, prayer, supplication for all men, for those in authority. We serve a twofold role. Now the king, if one reverenced the divine king, one would of necessity have to respect his human representative, who reflected his protective power. God's smile and favor upon the king meant prosperity for the nation. We see that as an example throughout the Word of God. Now, let's read verse 10. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tent of wickedness. Let me share the Living Bible translation. A single day spent in your temple is better than a thousand anywhere else. I would rather be a doorman of the temple of my God than live in the palaces of wickedness. The New American Standard, verse 10 says, I would rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God. And so that expresses not only reverence, but humility, of course. And then the psalm closes with the pilgrim extolling praise to God in the Lord's temple. Let's share again those last two verses. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Amplified translation of verse 11 says, For the Lord God is a sun and shield, that he gives us life as well as protecting us from danger. Isn't that right? The sun in the natural is a source of life for everything dwelling on the earth. I mean, even human beings, the sun is needed to convert vitamin D in the body. And of course, the plant life, I mean, they wouldn't exist without the sun. And a shield, of course, that is something that protects from anything harmful. It's a shield. Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, the glory and the lifter up of my head. The Lord bestows present grace and favor as well as future glory, future honor and splendor and heavenly bliss. Just think what the Lord has reserved for those who love him. So the Lord is concerned not only about our eternal state, but he's concerned about your present condition where you're at right now. And what does the word say? No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. That's the condition. What does this say about the character of God? Well, beloved, the Lord not only is our provision, he's our sun and shield, but he promises to give us grace and glory. Glory, how marvelous is that? He allows us to share of the glory of his kingdom, and he gives us grace, his unmerited favor. Nothing is more precious. We will never exhaust the unlimited resources of God's grace. He has abundant grace for you and I, for every day of our lives, no matter what we face. Praise God. So the Lord is our provision. He's the sun and shield. He promises to give grace and glory, and he gives us the beautiful prospect of blessing, no good thing. And lastly, a place of exquisite privilege, O Lord of hosts. Blessed is the man who trusts in thee. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for the ability to share this time together. And Father, right now I'm praying for those who are going through the valley of Baca. Lord, that your abundant grace would be administered to them. And Lord, that you will, by the Holy Spirit, give them, Lord, a right attitude, that they will see, Lord, that with your strength and your help and grace, they can truly make it a place of wells, a place of refreshment, a place of moving on into a new place in you, deeper communion with you, greater maturity, more powerful endurance, strength in the Lord. Lord, all these things you have for us as we trust in you. And so, Father, we praise you as we join our hearts together, and we thank you, Lord, for just ministering and giving joy, for giving beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, in Jesus' wonderful name. Praise God. Well, it has been a joy to minister to you, and I pray that you were blessed by the time that we took to share this beautiful psalm. Remember, don't stay in the valley of Baca. Pass through it, praise God, with his help. I love you. Thank you for listening. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.